Good evening, Nina.
Hi, good evening, dear Ian.
It's nice to hear your voice.
It's really good to hear your voice too. How you doing over there?
I'm doing good. Yeah, it was a beautiful day. I'm happy and calm. How about yourself?
That's a good combination. Happy and calm. I love it. Yeah, I'm good. I'm very inspired and feeling really good. It's been a good week and we had the book launch for where I was a published author for one of the chapters. So I'm kind of riding the wave of that joy of getting the work out to the world in a new way to new people.
Yeah, that's super excited, and I definitely want to talk about that perhaps after the prayer.
Sounds great. Yeah, that's where I am in my floating on the inspiration of, spreading the good news of the word of God. So, yeah, it's a good segue into our prayer too.
Yeah, sure is.
Well, welcome to all of our beautiful family who is here. I'm just going to look on here to see who's joining us as I'm starting. And thank you for our faithful prayer warriors. And thank you for our new folks who haven't been with us in a while. And maybe someone who hasn't been here ever, just welcoming you, seeing some new names, welcoming you to this opportunity of us joining together with that one heart, with that one prayer, a moment where we can drop in and really commune with our Father Creator, our Holy Divine Mother, and access our own divinity. So it's a beautiful opportunity to be here, an honor to be here together in this sacred way. Inviting us all to slow down our breath and just soften our gaze. Soften any tension that we may be carrying, any angst in any of our bodies, our mental body, our physical body, our emotional body, just relaxing and letting that all go into the arms of the divine so that our spiritual body can shine. So just taking a moment to do that as we are entering into this beautiful, brilliant, bright portal of illuminating light in the height of the sun, in the height of the summer solstice time, aligned with the sun, with the central sun, and with the light of God and with our Father Creator, letting everything go that is in opposition to that so that we can rise up strong, upright and illuminated. Praying at this time to call upon you, Father Creator, to bless and anoint this prayer, to sponsor this prayer with your holy love, with your illuminating light, to electrify our column of light, to activate us and to illuminate us into really into communion with you. In those areas in our body and our mind, in our emotional body that is restricted, that is holding back, that is shadowing your light, we are asking for your grace, your purification rays to come in and to open us up, to brighten us up. In the areas where we may feel a little dark and heavy, that we could feel your brightness at this time. And we call upon our Holy Divine Mother, beautiful sacred mother, that you can help us, bringing us a blessing this evening to feel your grace, your love, your unequivocal love, and your the ways in which you hold us and bring that spirit of peace and grace. We open our hearts up to you so that we can be filled with the healing balm of your radiance and goodness and your spirit of peace. And we call upon the angels and teachers and masters and guides that work for the higher planes of attunement, and asking that you sponsor this prayer in a good way to help us to really transmute those things that stand in the way of our communion with your love and with your light, and that we can put our faith in the knowledge of your goodness that can help eradicate those things that stand in the way and shadow your brilliance. So, taking a moment to actually visualize that, to see that happening, not having to even effort, just in the letting go and in the faith awakening to what is real, what is true, who we really are in our divinity, in our brightness, in our beauty, in our confidence, being so grateful for this moment in time. And just pausing to really extend higher in our wisdom and in our knowledge, growing taller within ourselves. And as we are growing taller, vertically up to the great sun, just experiencing the expansion in our heart horizontally, and feeling the rays of light that we are going all the way out, rooted here, anchored here, wherever we are, bringing heaven to earth, bringing this holy light right below us, and extending it out through our hearts, through our third eye, our spiritual eyes, the opening of our pineal. And just taking this moment here, wherever we are in the brightness of this light, the sunshine of the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit that lives within us, to allow that illuminating light to go out to the world. Allow it to go out wherever you feel called, maybe on the airwaves, and maybe to purify the air, maybe to the sacred waters, to the children, to those who are suffering, who do not have anyone to pray for them. To those who are suffering with the spirit of addiction, for those who are in pain over the loss of a loved one, or any spirits of sickness that may be ailing on a family member or a friend, just bringing this radiance of light, the light of God, to bring brighter days, to reignite divine inspiration, for understanding that we are eternal life, that we are not our body, that we are our spirit, and that we can activate our spirit to be stronger in this walk here on earth, understanding that we are spiritual beings incarnated in the physical body. And helping us to put our attention more on that spiritual so that we can really move and pierce through the veils of the illusions that are trying to keep us in forgetfulness that we are divine, that we are love, that we are radiant. So giving thanks for this moment of that knowledge and for that strength and for that activation. And letting that ripple out to the world. And praying for the strengthening of our own confidence and faith in the knowledge that we are greater than the illusion. Praying that we can make that breakthrough and soar into greater realms of attunement, greater realms of understanding. And maybe even seeing in the areas where we have doubt and fear that we can move our love in that direction and that the love can help that to dissolve and see that it has no power over us. And being grateful for that. Moving into our prayer requests and lifting up Alex Bailey, who is just going through the a round of chemo and just praying for really the grace and the healing and for Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael to enter in and to sponsor this prayer to bring her comfort, to bring her healing where she needs healing, where she is open to receive. To soften her so that she can receive, to help the fear to dissipate and the love to open so that she can see through the dross and have divine understanding and an embrace of love. Lifting up our beloved Francis Rico, who is an amazing, beloved brother, a leader in the world, and who's going through a health challenge. So we are sponsoring all of the support of the angels and masters and our mother and father creator to really to hold him, to assist him, to bring healing and grace and love. And beautiful comfort. And we say thank you to that. Praying for our beloved Alex Rose Clayman, who is having her birthday tomorrow, and saying a beautiful blessing on her life that she is showered with the grace of the Holy Divine Mother and that she can have comfort and ease any fears or angst, that she could surrender into the arms of the divine, and that she is held by the goodness of our Father, Mother, Creator to help her to deliver her precious baby, that she has a beautiful pregnancy with ease and grace, and sponsoring that this child can be held with divine protection and love and health and goodness and joy. And saying that prayer for her through that process and for everyone involved in the process. Just saying a pause here. There's another woman by the name of Shoes. I'm trying to look for her last name, but I want to just all of us together. She is on our Light Magnificent group that house helps to be of service to the world and bringing goodness, and who is going through a really serious health crisis at this time. So we lift her up and we hold her and sponsor all of these healing angels to go there to support her, to bring her healing, to bring her grace, to bring in earth angels and spiritual angels to envelop her and to help to purify her and to help bring her answers for her healing at this time on whatever level, physically, emotionally, spiritually, that we lift her up with love and with light and with great blessings for her. And taking a moment here, everyone, that we can say a prayer for anybody here who is in need of a prayer. Just pausing with this huge vortex of light and love that we created together, that we can send that in that direction. Sponsoring that healing. And not forgetting ourselves, not forgetting that we are also in need of our own love and the love of Creator. And so opening to receive, to remind ourselves of the power of receiving healing, filling up our cup. I'm being so grateful at this time. And we always end our prayers in the name of God, in the name of love, and in the name of truth. Omoteo.
Well, Mateus, thank you, Nina, for reminding us of our sacred breath and the importance of softening in all of our bodies so we can let go into the arms of the divine, so we can electrify our column of light to be activated and illuminated to receive the peace and grace of our Holy Mother and be filled with her radiance. To awaken to our true divinity in beauty and confidence, to extend higher and more expanded in wisdom and love, and be strengthened in our knowing that we are beyond the body, beyond the illusion, and that we are a force of love and peace that can lift up all of life with our love and our beingness.
So beautiful. So filled with peace. Thank you for that.
My pleasure. So there's lots of exciting things happening. This evening, we have the second part of the Summer Solstice Ascend Higher Vibrations class. And this second part is going to be a ritual where it's a 2 hours class taught by Nina and Tudor. Filled with ritualized teachings and transmissions for the summer solstice, and it will be complemented with a channel by Rachel Nez, who will also be leading a shamanic drumming journey on July 23rd at 6 p.m. The email will come out soon during the portal of the summer solstice, where we are auspiciously aligned with the sacred rays of light. Rachel will lead us on a shamanic drumming journey to connect with the celestial realms and ask for assistance to awaken to these higher frequencies of divine light within, as well as bring them to our planet at this time. And this is going to help us elevate and transform our own consciousness and align with these higher vibrations that bring a healing to humanity at large. Rachel Nez is a skilled shamanic practitioner and has followed the mission and call of a New Earth movement since its inception as a senior member of our core team. And we mentioned this briefly. There's a book that just came out, Awaken Your Heart. No, Awakened Hearts, Stories of Embracing Light, Love, and Limitless Possibilities. And this is it's an inspiring collection of real life stories from 32 conscious leaders, healers, spiritual teachers, and everyday seekers who have experienced profound spiritual awakening, emotional healing, and personal transformation. And I'd love to hear what you have to say about this book because you are a contributing author.
Yeah, thank you. Well, it's a very inspiring book. Like it said, it's a collection of stories from people who have gone through an awakening to help inspire the opening of others. So it's very, it's moving, it's inspiring, it's something that's not just a story, but the intent and the purpose of it is to help to create an activation. And so, yeah, it was launched on Monday. Maybe you could put it in the, it's on Amazon this week. And they're saying if you feel inclined to purchase it this week and write a review on Amazon, that helps us with the rating so that it can get out there more in the world. So we're inviting you to do that. And I'm chapter 28. So it's a good number, Tudor says. So, yeah.
I'm just getting the link now. I'll post it here and give people a few moments before we get off. I just need like one more minute.
Yeah, while you're saying that, I just want to invite us if you are not signed up for tonight, we just invite you if you want to come into Powerhouse. It's been kind of really activating for the past hours just leading into this. So if you want to come in to work into a class where there will be activations and teachings and transmissions to work with this light and how to work with the divine, we are inviting you.
Hallelujah. Well, thank you, Nina. It's super exciting about this new book, and I'm really looking forward to getting a chance to reading it, and especially your chapter. And I'm sure that
Thank
all
you.
chapters will be really rich and a joy to read.
Yeah, thank you so much, Anne. Yeah, I'm excited about it and looking forward to all of you who feel inclined to read it and to be moved and to receive.
So I posted the link to the book on Amazon. You can get it as a physical copy, or you can also get it on Kindle. And I'll stay on here for another like 30 to 90 seconds. And until then, may you go in peace.
Yes, thank you. It's only $2 on Kindle, I think, so it's really a good deal. All right. Thank you, everyone. I'll see you in class, I hope, and we'll talk to you soon.